USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient. And I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes. And I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
Busy day for President Trump as he heads to Latrobe, Pennsylvania for a Keep America Great Again rally. That one's starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And the Bidens are heading to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with the father of Jacob Blake. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howell, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is reminding everyone to mask up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A White House Coronavirus Task Force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness.
More Starlink internet satellites are being launched by SpaceX. 60 of them took off Thursday morning. The first stage of the rocket booster landed on a drone ship close to 10 minutes following the launch. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C. police have arrested a man in Florida who they say was near Senator Rand Paul last week and pushed a police officer after President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the Justice Department, the man from Orlando, Florida, was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court on one count of assault of a law enforcement officer. He was released on his own recognizance. Carrie Kupchak with the Justice Department says the investigations will continue.
The Department of Justice is assisting in those investigations, and we are investigating coordinated criminal activity related to riots, destruction of federal property, assault of federal law enforcement officers. We obviously don't prosecute ideology or groups, but we certainly prosecute and certainly investigate criminal activity. And Martha, part of this is following the money. So what does that mean? That means examining the financial transactions related to this coordinated criminal activity. For instance, some of the materials that have been used in these riots, how were they purchased? Where is this money coming from? Who is behind that? And working our way up. And the Department of Justice is aggressively pursuing all of those avenues with respect to these investigations.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is going to crack down on misinformation because of concerns about people getting confused in the months leading up to the November 3rd presidential election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.